Unit 5D. Exercise 2A, page 88.
Around the world in 80 days.
We start for Dover and Calais in 10 minutes.
A puzzled grin spread across the valet's round face. Clearly, he had not understood.
Monsieur is going to leave home?
Inquired Passepartout.
Yes,
returned Phileas Fogg.
We are off around the world.
The valet's eyes opened wider as he raised his eyebrows and held up his hands in astonishment.
Around the world?
Yes, indeed, my good man. In only 80 days,
answered Mr. Fogg.
So we have not a moment to lose.
But the cases, what about the cases?
Asked Passepartout in despair, shaking his head.
We will have no cases, only a carpet bag with two shirts and three pairs of stockings for me, and the same for you. We will buy clothes on the way. Bring my Macintosh, travelling cloak and some stout shoes, though we shall be doing little walking, I believe.
Passepartout tried to respond in some way, but seemed unable to do so. He went to his room and collapsed into a chair, complaining,
That's good, that is, when all I wanted was a quiet life.
He immediately began to prepare for their departure. Around the world in 80 days, indeed. Was this all just a joke? First heading for Dover and then Calais? Perhaps it was not such a bad plan after all, as Passepartout, who had been away from France for a number of years, would certainly not be sorry to set foot on his native soil once again. Perhaps they would travel as far as Paris, which would almost certainly do his eyes good. By 8 o'clock, Passepartout had packed the carpet bag with clothing for his master and himself. Then, still troubled by the shock of it all, he carefully shut the door of his room and went to find Mr. Fogg, who was indeed all ready and prepared. Under his arm, Passepartout could see a red copy of Bradshaw's Continental Railway, Steam Transit and General Guide, with its timetables showing the arrivals and departures of trains and steamers. The master took the carpet bag, opened it, and slipped a good number of Bank of England notes into it in order to have no problems wherever they might go.
You have forgotten nothing?
Asked Mr. Fogg.
Absolutely nothing, monsieur.
My Macintosh and cloak?
Here you are, monsieur.
Good. Take this carpet bag and take good care of it, for there are £20,000 in it.
Passepartout almost dropped the bag at that point, as if the £20,000 were in gold and weighed him down. Master and valet then descended to the street, where they took a cab and were driven quickly to Charing Cross. The cab pulled up before the railway station at 20 minutes past 8. Passepartout followed his master, who, after paying the cabman, was about to enter the station when a poor woman with a child in arms and bare feet covered with mud came up to him and pleaded for money. Mr. Fogg took out the 20 guineas he had won previously while playing cards with friends at the gentlemen's club he often went to, and handed them to the woman.
Here you are, my good woman, and I'm so glad to have met you.
A tear welled up in the valet's eyes. His master's action had so touched his heart. Mr. Fogg purchased 2 first-class tickets for Paris and was just crossing the station to the train when he noticed his 5 friends from the club.
Well, gentlemen,
he said,
I am off and you will be able to check my passport on my return and see whether I have made the journey we agreed upon.
Oh, that will be quite unnecessary, Mr. Fogg,
said Ralph politely.
We trust your word as a gentleman.
You do have in mind the date you were due back in London, don't you?
Checked Stuart.
In 80 days. On Saturday, the 21st of December, 1872, at 9:15 p.m. Never fear, gentlemen. And goodbye until then.